This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Talent Corp presents Talent Matters, a conversation with six business leaders on challenges and opportunities in their industries.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Rajate Maimuna Raja Abdul Aziz, CEO of Hong Leong Islamic Bank Berhad. Now, Rajate, at this time, why should talents be excited about prospects in your sector in Malaysia?
Well, because digital is really the future. If you look at where we are today, our lives are really intertwined with technology. You don't leave home without your smartphone, right?
No.
So everything now, you can do everything with your phone. So the whole, if I look at 5 to 10 years from now, the real growth in the economy is that of digitization. So if I was a young person looking for a job, and what would excite me would be any industry that's actually embracing digital technology. And for us here in Hong Leong, that is very, very high on our list of priorities, if not the highest.
And your digital banking platform, Hong Leong Connect, underwent a rebranding exercise last year to adapt to changing consumer demands. So tell us, how important is innovation in the finance industry, and what is the effect of today's technology on tomorrow's jobs?
Well, the banking industry is actually a very old industry. It's hundreds of years old. And banks for the longest time feel that the whole financial transactions, loans, are the divine rights of the banks. However, over the past few years, there have been major disruption in the finance industry. Non-financial institutions can now do banking stuff as well. I'm sure you've heard of Google Pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard about Alibaba that actually takes money and manages for people. So that is no longer the purview of only banks. So therefore, it is extremely important for the finance industry to innovate. So eventually one day, and I'm really thinking about in the immediate future, you will never walk into a bank branch ever to take out money, to transfer money, to remit money. But you'll probably come and walk into our branch if you want to get an investment product where you want to talk to somebody. So people must also improve their or adopt to different skills, right? So you no longer be servicing customers just to take for transactions, but you will have to learn to service customers for other things. So if you ask me what is most important for me today, what keeps me up at night, is how fast can I actually embrace and move and change?
Now, finally, female leaders like yourself have been making their mark in corporate Malaysia over the last decade. In your opinion, what's needed to promote greater participation of women in leadership? How do we build on the progress made in Malaysia?
That's always been a very difficult question when people ask me. I personally feel that, you know, in Malaysia, the government is extremely supportive of women in the workforce. Some people have said maybe target amount, you know, a quota of some sort. I'm not so keen on those because I would not want us to be a number, you know, just so that we become one of that 30% in leadership position. But if there's one thing I'd like to see is companies, governments, or some kind of policies allowing flexibility for women to care for the children and to, you know, come in and out when needed. Because otherwise you will lose, say, someone who's been working 5 years or 10 years, and then she feels that she cannot juggle between the two, and she opts out, you know. And so you don't get a chance to develop these women leaders. The other thing is, I personally feel, is women always ask themselves about the glass ceiling, or they always look up to this glass ceiling, and I think that could be self-fulfilling. And I don't think, and I mean, this is just an advice, I would encourage women to not look up to that glass ceiling that probably isn't there. Just go and reach for the skies.
Talent Corp works with leading employers to enhance diversity and inclusion, in particular to support women to remain in and return to the workforce, in addition to rise to leadership ranks for corporate Malaysia. For more information, visit flexworklife.my. That was Rajate Maimuna Raja Abdul Aziz, CEO of Hong Leong Islamic Bank Berhad, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.